USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting. Former Alaska governor and vice presidential candidate Sarah Palin will be on the state's ballot for the U.S. House of Representatives. Meanwhile, Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski will advance to Alaska's general election, where she will face a Trump-backed challenger. Tuesday's primary was the first in Alaska to use a nonpartisan ranking voting system. And the newly updated COVID-19 boosters are tailored to target the most recent variants and will be available in about 3 weeks. That's from White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator Dr. Ashish Jha, who says it will happen assuming the FDA and CDC work through their processes for authorization as expected.
Those vaccines are coming very, very soon. And so it's going to be really important that people this fall and winter get the new shot. It's designed for the virus that's out there. And again, based on everything we have seen so far, all the data suggests it should be highly effective against the new variants.
I'm Tony Marusso reporting.
Whether you're taking your pets on the road or a walk around the block, you need to be aware of heat stroke. Hi, I am Dr. Jose Arce, immediate past president of the American Veterinary Medical Association. It's important that pets get out and enjoy the warm weather and fresh air. But here are some reminders to help keep your pets safe in the heat. Tune into the day's forecast to see how hot it will be. Limit exercise on hot days or schedule walks earlier or later on the day when it's cooler. If outside, stay on the grass instead of the hot pavement. Make sure your pet has unlimited fresh water and access to shade. Never leave your pet in a closed vehicle. And leave your pet at home in air conditioning when you go out. If you see signs of heat strokes in your pet, such as excessive panting, drooling, unsteadiness, or abnormal gum and tongue color, call your veterinarian or nearest emergency clinic. For more info on summer pet safety, visit avma.org. That's avma.org.
The Inflation Reduction Act has finally become law. It includes some caps on Medicare prescription costs, health insurance subsidies, hundreds of billions in tax credits for clean energy, and a tax increase on large corporations to reduce the federal budget. It passed the House and the Senate with party line votes, and President Biden made that clear before signing at the White House. Republicans calling it a grab bag of special projects, not a single one voted for it. And the United States successfully tested a long-range nuclear-capable ballistic missile Tuesday after twice postponing that launch to avoid stoking tensions over Ukraine and Taiwan. Joe Ciricione, a national security expert, says launching now was appropriate.
I think the administration showed admirable restraint. They didn't want to send the wrong signal by shooting off a nuclear-capable long-range missile during a crisis. It's appropriate to be testing it at this point.
This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
A man armed with an AR-15 dies in a shootout after trying to breach FBI offices in Cincinnati. In cyberspace, calls for armed uprisings and civil war grow stronger every day. This could be just the beginning, federal authorities and private extremism monitors warn. A growing number of ardent Donald Trump supporters seem ready to strike back against the FBI or others who they believe go too far in investigating the former president. Law enforcement officials across the country are warning and being warned about an increase in the threats and the potential for violent attacks on federal agents or buildings in the wake of the FBI search of Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home. Drought conditions in the West have driven water supply issues linked to the Colorado River to a tipping point, and federal government officials say it's essential that states like Arizona dramatically reduce their water use to prevent levels from getting so low that drinking water supplies or power production are at risk. Here's Deputy Interior Secretary Tommy Boudreau during a briefing Tuesday with reporters.
The prolonged drought afflicting the West is one of the most significant challenges facing our communities and our country.
Talk about a spectacular rescue. Two explorers and their kids were in Missouri Cave 500 feet underground when someone heard a dog. Jerry Keene and his friend Rick Haley took turns carrying Abby, a poodle mix, in a bag up the cave's 500 feet. Jerry says the pooch was trapped in total darkness.
You know, if it would have been too much longer, you know, you don't know how much more time she could spend in there.
This is USA Radio News.